Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Trish Clark. She's back home. She has finished her rodeoing here for at least another month or two, and, of course, Sue at the helm. So what's the weather look like
there? Well, the weather is, it's about 72 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 98 and a low of 67. On Friday, going to spook right up, be 105 and a low of 66. Must be going to clear a little bit. And on Saturday, a high of 99 and a low of 66. And on Sunday, high of 97, a low of 65. And on Monday, 99. So it's just going to hang around most of the week in just that 99 to 100 degree, which is, you know, if it stays under 100, we're good to go. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I wasn't rodeoing. I was cattle cutting.
You're cattle cutting. Well, you know what? Most people don't understand that.
I know.
You know, so, but Sue, what you got in there, kiddo?
Good morning. Yes, we do have quite a bit of road construction in and around Reading. If you are traveling on Interstate 5, they have maintenance also near Hilltop Drive and construction from Trinity to Humboldt. Now, we do have an aircraft emergency. This just in at Placer Street and Air Park Drive. Apparently, an airplane is down, and they've got firefighters responding at this time to a brush fire. So you want to avoid that area at Placer Street and Air Park Drive. I know it's going to tie up morning traffic, so just be careful if you are heading out and about. And once again, we do have heavy construction just north of Pollard Flat on Interstate 5. Construction in and around Reading and between Reading and Anderson. Please slow down. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Wow. Hey, just to see if anybody's listening, right now I'm giving away $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks. Be the first to call at 605-4567. We'll put them in an envelope in your name. You come down and pick them up. This is Black Bear Diners, valid through December 31st, 2020. So you can just get, they have takeout and they have all that stuff, but it's $20, 605-4567. Just thought I'd start off the show that way.
And do they have outdoor dining as well?
Yeah, they have outdoor dining as well right now out there. They have outdoor dining. So good morning and welcome back.
We're
calling in.
Good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. Today, Patrick Jones, running for the Board of Supervisors, is going to join us, as is Advanced Automotive, I hope. Big news here, you know, the only news really that's changed in the last 4 days that I can tell on Reading.com from Record Searchlight is that two students down in Anderson came up positive on the COVID test.
That's what I heard, and so they've closed down the school, North Valley and Anderson High School,
yeah,
for 2 weeks for quarantine. That's too bad.
Yeah. It's something we're going to, you know what, but here's the thing. And for the people out there that they're going to come after me. Boy, the phones are running like crazy. What happened here? Just because I gave away $20 in beer bucks?
Well, you know, people are listening.
I think we've already gotten a winner on this, but all the phone lines are ringing here. Hey, you know what? I love that.
Hey, congratulations to Seth, our winner this morning.
Seth, okay.
Yeah, the phone's crazy ringing off the hook.
I tell you what, in about, you know, at various times, I just have a whole handful of them here. He got 20. I'm going to give away $10. Okay, I'm going to give away, see, that's 15. I'm going to give away two more $15 worth of beer bucks here during the show between 7 and 9. So you got your person. So, okay. I know people are going to hate me on this. Okay, we have two students that got the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down the school 14 days. Are they going to open it up then?
They better.
Because the Anderson is one of the ones they were doing every day, right?
I know.
Okay.
So, I don't think they should. I actually don't think they should close myself just because they have two students. If the two students that are sick should stay home.
Sue.
I hate to interrupt, but that fire near Air Park has just blown up to 2 acres in like less than 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Okay, so what it appears that an aircraft rolled off the runway. Is this what you'd say?
It appears that way. It says an airplane down, and then it wrote roll. So it looked like it rolled off, but it says airplane down. So that and it started a fire.
Okay, so we got a 2 acre fire going up there. So stay away from Placer. And
Air Park. Yeah.
Stay away from there. See if you can get it. You can just don't take Placer. Just go around, take Eureka and other way.
Well, but it is coming moving. On Sonoma back.
Yeah, go the back the way. Yeah. Go through there. Go by. If you're on Placer, you're going to be back up. Take up right. Go through past Schrader Planetarium all the way down over to Eureka. Okay, and that's all the help you'll get from me on directions. Okay, you're going north, and then you have to take an east. You have to go east, and then southwest.
It's amazing how those streets out there wind around, there's a bunch of new doctors and stuff that are located out in that area, and it always amazes me when I start heading and I find a different way to get in the back way and end up right down there on Air Park.
Yeah. Hey, this latest shooting in the one in Kenosha. Of this guy Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back by the police. You know, there's more and more things coming out about this guy. The original one, Floyd killing. They're saying that they're coming out with on the autopsy he had a lot of drugs in him. I don't care. Policemen tell me this. My son tells me this. He's in law enforcement. When you put your, you don't put your knee on the neck of somebody for that long. So it caused all the incidents, caused all of this to happen during the spring and early summer. This guy, Jacob Blake, I think is a different case, but nobody's paying attention. All they're seeing is the cop shot him. And the fact that if you look at his record of assault and domestic violence, assault with a deadly weapon, and that the police were trying to arrest him for this, and I'm not sure about this, so I'm not going to say it about if they tased him or not. But he goes in saying he's got a knife in the car, or he's got a knife on him. And then when he got to his car and reached in, that's when the police started shooting. Now, I am not a policeman. I am not a I'm somebody. If the police tell me to do something, I just practically just do it right then. Though I've never been in that situation where cops have a cop pulled a gun on me.
Well, but you weren't running from the cops, and that's part of the problem. And as far as I concur with your statement that it was wrong to kill Floyd. Is it right that a whole bunch of other people have died as a result of that killing?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And that's
the
where the
people should be punished
they
for
should
doing
have
it.
Stopped it immediately. Terrorists and tearing up buildings. That's just wrong. There's nothing the police could have done to cause that.
Right.
The fact that they've gotten away with it across these United States and been allowed to vandalize and steal and destroy businesses, all in the name of Floyd. Well, no. Is any life worth that? I'm sorry, but I don't think so. Child that was blown away. How many people have been killed as a result of these horrible things going on because of Floyd, who was, let's face it, he should not have died in the way he died, but he was no saint either.
No, but it makes no difference if you're a saint or not, if you're killed like that. But they have arrested all these people.
That's right.
Justice will be done on this. And no matter what they say, they're introducing evidence that there was drugs in this. You know what?
Well, they're saying that the actual pressure on his chest is not what killed him. He died of something else. But he wouldn't have died if he hadn't
had the knee on.
Yeah,
okay.
He shouldn't.
So before anybody gets weird on us on this, but this Jason Blake guy... The NBA is we're gonna boycott the game. You know, these guys in the NBA who are making millions of dollars, I don't see them in Chicago. Trying to fix that. I don't see them in these places. Somebody that makes as much money as these people do, there should be more that you see coming out. from these individuals, in my opinion. And so when you boycott a game, the only thing, what do people have? What do people have, most people have? One, they can't afford to go to the games. In many cases, because right. games are just priced
because of the out. Because right. because of the amount so, of money that so, these people make
so what
to play.
They do is they watch it on TV. So this is all they want to do. They want to escape from COVID. They want to escape from the fires. They want to escape. That's all TV is an escape. We all know that. So they want to watch an NBA game or a Major League Baseball game. Some of them also tanked. That's all they want. That's all I want. I do not give a tinker's damn what they believe.
That's right.
At all.
None of
I don't
do.
Care. And you know what? They don't care what I believe. But guess what?
And it's irrelevant what they believe.
It is. You know what? When you walk off the court and you want to say things and you get the bully pulpit for that, that's fine. But play the game. That's all I really want to see you do. Because frankly, if you couldn't throw a basketball through the hoop, or spiral a football down the field, or hit an 85-mile-per-hour fastball one out of four times, what would you be doing right now?
Well, and the point is the hypocrisy of the fact that the people that you're hearing from are these stars, these celebrities, these people that are making a ton of money off of the system that they're decrying, the hypocrisy of them being the ones to complain about all of the injustices in these terrible United States, according to them. And yet here they are at the top of the heap making tons of money. The same thing for the actors and actresses that are the media from Hollywood that's in our face about the inequities and horrible system that we have with this capitalism and this white privilege and all of that nonsense that they keep spouting nonstop.
How do they get there?
How the heck did they get where they're at and make the money they're making to make this thing? And you're right. The point, Carl, main thing is we don't care what you think. It's irrelevant.
You know what I needed yesterday? I did not need Barbara Streisand or Bette Midler. I didn't need them yesterday. What I needed? I needed Wallner's Plumbing. And here they came. Here they came and unplugged our kitchen sink. That's what I needed.
Exactly.
You know what? That's what I needed.
Whoopi Goldberg just didn't save the day. Huh?
Bette Midler and saying that the First Lady can't speak English. Well, how cruel to do that, and we're way over on our break. But how cruel is it to say that a woman who speaks at least two or three languages?
She speaks seven.
I know that she speaks Slovenian, English, and I believe French for sure. And she may speak German, another one. But see, I don't care. Here's a woman that came to the United States, went through the process for 10 years to become a citizen. She's the First Lady of the United States.
She's beautiful. And, she's articulate.
And
she's
so she's
poised.
Out there talking about, we're trying to pull it together, and what's Bette Midler? And if you don't know who Bette Midler is, I'm going to explain it. Says, she doesn't even speak English. Even the media turned on that one and said, whoa. And, what a racist comment that was. So this is where they're at. And without making her millions and millions and millions of dollars of singing. I don't need Bette Midler. I needed Wallner's Plumbing. And I also need another group coming in today trying to fix the stove before the big dinner that we are putting on in support of One Safe Place is tomorrow. And the oven broke. We're going to take a break.
Good time to take a break.
You know why? It's because right after this, I'm going to go back and lay down in my sleep number bed where I slept so well last night. I'm just going to lay there and pull the covers over my head until all this stuff is done, which means I could be in there forever. But if I've got to be in bed forever, it's going to be on a sleep number bed, my friends. It is extremely comfortable. I can adjust the mattress to the firmness I want. My sleep number setting is 55. It's great. Sometimes I'll move it to 60. Sometimes I'll move it to 65. Linda's sleep number setting is 45. No matter what she says, she'll say, my sleep number setting is 55. No, honey, I know you're listening. I only set it to 45. And you don't get up in the middle of the night. Why? You're sleeping too soundly. And you've got to sleep.
And when you travel, then you really appreciate your Sleep Number bed. When you come home, slip into that exactly put 55, which is my Sleep Number. And, oh, the night's sleep that you get is so different than when you're on the road tossing and turning.
You
makes
know,
all the difference.
The Consumer Reports rated Sleep Number number 1 and 2 in their mattresses in their category there. And right now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Shop your way at the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center, over there by the Vitamin Shop, online at sleepnumber.com. Now, I would much more prefer you just go to the store because they're really cool people in there. We'll be right back.
And a thunder rolls, the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Free Fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. We weren't yesterday morning, though. yesterday morning, massive internet down sounds.
Yes.
And so our signal goes up on the mountain via the internet. It goes straight to 1460 tower through these twisted, you know, cables that get out there. So that was on. And our, of course, then, you know, our phones weren't working. And then the internet, of course, is not working.
And my alarm went off in the middle of the night.
So
and it was connected.
So it was a, it was interesting. But you had the AM's going, and we just, you know, we pretended everybody could hear us, out there.
Anyway. Well, and you know, a lot of people stream.
Well, but you couldn't stream because we had no internet.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and I tried to get it on my, you know, and I said, well, I can, let's try on my phone because it doesn't need internet. Well, if we're not streaming because there's no internet, you're not going to get it on the phone either. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was our introduction to yesterday. And it just got better. I think by 9 o'clock, everything started. We get a phone call from Terry Raposa during the show. Okay, Terry calls. And then it kind of dawns on me, well, at least the phones are back. And then slowly it got hooked back up. But we were up again by the end of the show, 9 o'clock, everything started coming back in. And then Sue has written out a whole list of things, how to get us back on the air after the internet has crashed. And you've got, you know, which machines. We had to reset every computer
right,
we have
right.
here. And so that's down. Well, what about when we get our downloads into computers, special computers here? You know, I thought, well, I wonder how that's going to work, you know, for the shows. Well, that was fine. No problem. After 9 o'clock.
It's a learning experience each day.
Hey, what do you think about only in 2020 can you have two hurricanes hit at the same time? They say it's never happened before, that you had two hurricanes hit our coast at the same time. Leave it to 2020.
This year, anything can happen. I just, it's going by so quickly. I can't believe we're at the end of another month. It just, what happened to the rest of the year? Having said that, I don't think any of us will be regretful when the year 2020 is over and we can move on.
I remember my mom used to say, I'm going to just slap you into next year, Carl Reagan. And you know what, Mom? I wish you were here so you could do that. I wish you could just slap me into next year so I can get past this.
Yes.
You know, because we have, you know, we have very well-balanced people around in Reading, a bubble of self. It's a bubble of common sense, I see. You know,
generally speaking, you're generally, right.
But I see people saying things and doing things that are strange. And I'm thinking to myself, if it wasn't, you know, COVID... COVID is causing this, and that, and the fact is, now the fires. Now we have a plane roll off and start a 2-acre fire up there around Benton Dog Park, and I'm thinking, okay, who had airplane rolling off one runway starting fire at Benton Dog Park for end of August? You know, who had that one on your board there?
You're absolutely right.
You know, I didn't see the killer hornets. I didn't see two hurricanes hitting the coast at one time. We've had enough. But I have a feeling.
We're not done.
I have a feeling that on November 5th or 3rd or whatever it is, the first Tuesday.
Yeah.
That things will take one of two things is going to happen, Trish. It's either going to calm down or
get worse.
It's going to get worse because both sides are setting up for a contested election here by this mail-in balloting thing.
Well, and the only way we can stop that is that for everyone to get out and vote.
Vote, and guess what? We have, you can go to your precinct polls in Shasta County. Just
yes,
go over, drop,
you can go
drop,
in and vote.
Drop off your vote. Don't mail it. Just solve that whole problem. Just drop it off. You can do that. Don, good morning. What you got, buddy?
Well, good morning to everybody over there.
Good morning.
I hope everybody's healthy with all this ash and smoke.
We're wearing a mask outside now to keep the ashes out, for sure.
Oh, I know. Horrible, isn't it? Hey, I just wanted to share my opinion and of the Democratic and the Republican convention, and it's almost over, and then we're going to get our ballot somewhere around October 5th and 6th. And like you were just saying, hand carry those in. There's probably about 15 different metal boxes that the election department has all over the county.
Yeah, plus polling.
To put them in.
Go into your polling places,
that saves
too.
Postage for the county as well. Not only is it safe, but it saves postage.
Yeah.
So that, but, you know, I don't know. I saw, let's start with the Republican convention. I saw a wonderfully produced event that was 90% filled with strife and anger. And my opinion and theory is that, you know, they see that they're almost at the end of the rope and they may lose, and the more they think they're going to lose, the angrier they get. The Democratic convention was a softball approach to what their political...
It was an infomercial, and it was boring.
Well, it may have been boring, but it sure wasn't full of strife and anger and pointer.
I heard some statements
Kimberly Guilfoyle, I can't even say her last name. She was, like, screaming into nowhere, into the air, and I don't know what that was all about. You know, that's the former wife or girlfriend of Gavin Newsom.
That was the former wife of Gavin Newsom. She's divorced
out.
Him because...
Figure that out.
I read someplace he couldn't do his husband's duties.
Oh, and so. Here's another little bit of statistics I just saw in print, that during the Nixon administration, there were 76 criminal convictions. During the Obama 8 years, zero criminal convictions. And guess how many during this almost four years convictions of Donald Trump? Just take a wild guess.
8,432.
Well, it's going to end up like that in the next 30 days probably, but it was 215.
Okay.
The most in history of criminal convictions, and I don't think that's even including Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon has nothing to do with the Trump administration. He was fired and was told to leave. I mean, how about if you worked for me and I fired you, and 2 years later you get arrested for something that's under me?
But that's the public perception.
Well,
I agree with you.
But the public perception
is Bannon was part of Trump. You know, that's never going to be erased.
But,
so
you know,
you're right.
Yes.
Yeah, he isn't now.
He was then,
and it all rubs back.
Yeah, but they also had three years they went after Trump on Russia and all these other things, and not one thing.
And they got 215 criminal convictions. Google it.
Had nothing to do, but Trump did not. And if you look at the ones they got, the ones closest, Trump had nothing to do with Russian collusion. It had to do with stock market manipulation and this. Yeah, they should be punished. However, after 3 years of Democrats doing everything they could possibly do, lying, falsifying information, now they're going to jail for the way that they prosecuted Trump, and it's not even begun yet. So let's just wait. And that was those were people appointed by that were also under the Obama administration. And I'm just telling you.
I don't see them in the court system.
Oh,
the docket.
I think you will.
Well, what we think and what will happen are two different things.
Well, you're trying to blame Trump for Banyan.
And hired by Donald Trump in the last 3.5 years. There's no way getting away with that. And, you know,
he's not getting away with anything, Don, for heaven's sakes. The press never held Obama accountable for one thing he did, and Donald Trump can't walk across the grass right without the press coming down on him.
Do you think the press has been fair? Do you think the press has really been fair?
He shouldn't be walking on the grass. There's signs that say that. He broke the law there. Hey, and this group that went into Sprouts Market here, what is going on? Are these people on opioids? What is going on? Don't they know what the law stands for locally, statewide, and nationally? I don't understand it. I mean, I'm thinking of getting me some kind of firearm to protect myself from these people who are breaking the law. I mean, it's getting down to what is going on.
So, I think you'd be more concerned about people if they break the law that do things that hurt people as opposed to protesting.
Oh,
whether you like it
people.
Or not, they still have that right to protest. And when they were asked to leave in there, said, I'm not going to serve you, we're not going to serve you, they left. Was there any violence in there?
They disrupted a business, and they should
they didn't
all
destroy
be
it.
Doing that alone.
They didn't destroy it. How come the people that have been burning buildings and ransacking and totally
arrested.
Destroying,
they've
how come
arrested.
They've not arrested?
They have.
Oh. They have
they've
not.
They've been arrested in all these cities. We're not talking about Redding. I'm talking about Redding, California, not
was there
Portland,
any,
not Seattle.
Okay,
not where
so
nobody's
had,
done
had,
anything here that deserves to be
had
arrested.
One incident. You had one incident. Here.
And no damage was done,
and no,
and no one was hurt.
Not because it was a peaceful demonstration. I was there, front line. I was there, and the only unpeaceful thing was the showing up of 30 to 50 militia with clubs and chains, and I witnessed that primarily from Cottonwood, Palisadro, Anderson. That's the criminal activity. That
was wait
up.
A minute. Why was that criminal? Why was that criminal?
Oh,
did they hit anybody?
Because it scared me. That's why it was.
It scared you.
That's too bad, Don.
You scare me sometimes, Don.
You know what? We need to take a break, Carl.
We do. We're over. But
I don't carry a club and chain around Reading just to upset people.
Yeah, but if you could, you
hey,
could.
Don,
I mean,
Don.
If you want to, you can. That's,
come on. You
that's
know,
freedom.
You wouldn't, and I wouldn't. None of you would.
I carry
you
a gun. I carry a gun around Reading. Are you scared?
If you've got a permit, you better have a permit if you're carrying it.
Well, if I carried a gun, I would have a permit for it.
And
if you want to get a concealed carry permit, you just come see me because we teach classes
again,
all the time.
We live in a civil society where we shouldn't have to carry guns. That's the point.
We shouldn't have to, but we have the right under the Constitution to do so. And we're going
to
take a break now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We're 6 minutes over. Thanks, Don, for calling. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at, I love him, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, received 4 out of 5 stars, and specifically in specific areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, which means you don't have surgical complications. That's why they've got the high rating, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. She's my Thursday girl when she's not out at cattle cutting competitions. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more, the premier retirement community in Northern California. You had enough of the... had enough of worrying about where your next roll of toilet paper is going to come from, or, you know, or like us, you know, gosh, the sink got backed up again, or the oven broke, which, by the way, it did. So my next favorite person is coming in today to fix the oven. We've had enough of that, and you want a place where you can settle down, bring your pets with you, because it's very pet friendly. You have gourmet meals. Need transportation? They've got it. It's not an assisted living community. No. This is for active seniors who just want to enjoy life and not have to worry about those day to day problems that you face. You can give them a call at 238-5981. That and talk to Brian, or stop by 301 Hartnell Avenue and say that, you know, a little more information about River Commons Senior Living. Okay, you were gone for, what, 2 weeks?
About 10 days.
10 days. But you were up in Idaho, but you showed me some of the most fantastic video footage of a place with hummingbirds. I've never even heard of this place.
Well, I hadn't either. And actually, so this, I'm born and raised in Twin Falls, Idaho, so I go back there periodically, at least once a year. And it's interesting because the people who still are there, friends, always have something new to show me when I go. I mean, after having lived there, grew up there, it's always fascinating. They've got something I haven't seen. So there's a place up in the South Hills called Magic Mountain, which is a ski resort. But it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. You know, southern Idaho is sagebrush and desert, you know, high desert, farmland. But anyway, so you drive this 8 miles on this dirt road just past Magic Mountain. And out in the middle of that is kind of a fence off to the side of this dirt road. And it's got this kind of hand-painted signs that say Home of the Hummingbirds. And there's this big pine tree out there, no color to speak of around it at all, but in the base of this tree, there are 46 hummingbird feeders. And there's some guys that go up there a couple times a week and wash and feed all these feeders, and there's hundreds of hummingbirds. And they come in, and it's just phenomenal. And they start in the spring, and they fill these feeders through September. And then in September, they go up and wash all of them, and that's it. And according to the articles I read, they come there from, they migrate to Mexico, and according to the author of one of the articles, he said, you know, how do they come back? Well, they all drink margaritas down there and chat and gossip during the and then they all come back to Magic Mountain and go to the pine tree.
You should see these, they've got like, what did you say, 46?
They had 46 feeders, big feeders.
And the hummingbirds come in swarms to it. And
hundreds at a time, and they've got some benches that people have, different nonprofits have built. There was a Boy Scout group that had put one of the benches up there, and a church group that had put another one. So there's places to kind of sit. It's, I mean, nothing fancy, but just hummingbirds. Very peaceful. Lovely.
You know, at the when you think about it, Linda and I get terribly excited if we see one hummingbird. And if we see two hummingbirds, we have to sit down, you know, because, you know, it's just a surge to our hearts is too much. You know, and we've got two hummingbird feeders out there.
Yeah.
And we have two regular bird feeders that the blue jays have taken over. And they eat everything and scare us things away. But, yeah, it's something about watching a hummingbird.
Oh, and colors, all different colors. Some of them have the bright blues, and there's a red breast, and there's all these different colors and what have you. I was absolutely fascinated by it. We're having this conversation, and like I say, every time I go up, I find something new that I hadn't seen before. So we just drove up there, and very peaceful. A lot of people just come in, and they sit and look at the hummingbirds, and they come in swarms. Maybe 50, 100 of them come in all at one time, hit them, and then they kind of go up into the trees. And if you sit there and just look around, the tree is kind of covered with hummingbirds, and then they just come down to drink. And it's fascinating.
It is. And
I can't figure out what brought them there.
Well, it must be on their way. You know, it's like the monarch butterflies. Of course, they're up high in the air, but and they don't eat. When they make their, from what I understand, they go straight. But the hummingbirds have to because of their metabolism.
Well, that's it. So usually you plant flowers and colors. And I'm thinking in the spring, that area has a lot of wildflowers. Right, and so maybe that could be what brings them to that area. And it'd be interesting to know. But fascinating thing. Southern California, something else to see.
There you go. Hey, with all this unrest going on, unrest by fires and COVID and all these different things that are happening, the ups and downs of the market. By the way, the market's coming back strong. Unemployment's dropping. I think, when we think about it, the places that are open are the majority of our businesses are open. We'd love to see the restaurants and the museums and the bars get back open again. I says, well, what do you want? You go to the bar so you can get hammered. No, but. You know, bars are part of the of our landscape. I don't get hammered. I never get hammered. But I want to see those open up. But a lot of our businesses are open right now, and the economy is coming back. But insurance is a big part of what we have to face in our lives. With the fires, with everything that's going on, and Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial is a place that we can heartily recommend. We use her services. She is a very astute lady. Has been doing this since 1993. She has the personnel working for her or working with her very well trained. If there's any question about insurance. Or financial investments, or having somebody look at your investments during this time when things have been kind of crazy, you need to give Judy a call at 221-0441. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Like I said, she's been helping people since 1993. We'll be right back after these messages, 747. And by the way, if you call at 605-4567, you're going to get $15 worth of Bear Bucks.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit visit readingendoscopy.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Trish Clark, Carl Bott here Thursday, the 27th. And by the way, I would like to, I'll get to that in a second, 7:51 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Redding. Get your watches repaired, go in there, get all those batteries fixed on your watches. They have a huge selection of jewelry, great
beautiful jewelry. Beautiful turquoise.
They have state jewelry. They can even, if you've got an idea for a design, they'll make it for you. Now, I'd like to do a shout out to my daughter. It's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
I am so proud of this woman. And not just because she's my daughter, but she's also there. And she's a nurse down in Albuquerque. She's the one, when the COVID started in March, said to me way before any of it started, she says, I am in such fear for the Navajo Nation. Because she used to work on the, in the Navajo Nation. And she really, really feels for the people there. She, you know, has always been treated well. You know, traveling, you know, kind of the traveling nurse that goes to different spots on the res, and that's not easy out there. I said, "Do you have a GPS?" She says, "Yeah, but you know, what good is a GPS out here when it's just there's no street signs, there's no
cell service on a lot of the Indian reservations."
So
I found that out when I was traveling in the motorhome.
Anyway, it's her birthday today, and I just want to tell her how proud of her I am, and the fact that she and my son-in-law, who I think of as a son, Vince, have raised such two fantastic kids, my grandchildren, one who just started college at Northern, or New Mexico State.
Good for
and, is just doing, you know, she's had her first week there and she's in her second week and they're having all their classes from inside the dorm rooms. But, and she too, my granddaughter is also going to be a nurse and just like her mom. And am I saying is that my daughter got through life unscathed? No, she didn't. And she had some times there. And she knows about him and I know about him, but oh my gosh, I love her and I think the world of her. I think my ex-wife, Kathy did a wonderful job, with parenting and we shared her. And, I like to think that, you know, children divorced go through problems, but I like to think that she went through less problems. Because Kathy and I always put her first.
Good.
So, anyway, happy birthday, darling. And like I said, you're a nurse down there, and she sends me pictures of her triple mast or two masks and a face shield. And she, I mean, it, you know, she looks like she's
keeping
ready for
safe.
A moonwalk.
She's keeping safe and keeping other people
safe.
Oh,
yeah. And she's also told me the stories of how she's had patients that were dying. Because they had cirrhosis of the liver and other things, and it was just, you know, it was going to be probably a month they could live, but they got COVID and it killed them. And she said, I said, so that's counted. She says, of course, they died from COVID. She would have died in another couple months. She said, there was no doubt. She was failing, but couldn't, and then she got COVID. That was it. So, this COVID is real. But I think that the idea that I go back into this, I think us shutting everything down, even though now in California most of the businesses are open, but I think if they bring it back down to the counties, we can open up the rest of our businesses.
Well, I think in certain counties, like Shasta County, everything's open. But a good deal of the state is still totally locked down. I talked to my friends in the Bay Area, Sacramento. Mm-hmm. My son is in Amador County, but he's in Elk Grove,
right?
In the fire department there, and they're pretty much the main businesses, but society, the how do you say the societal part of our life, the go out and meet with friends, and that is what's been put an end.
Yeah, in church, if you enjoy church, going there,
the socialization is gone.
And then I just read where like 54% of the storefronts are boarded up in San Francisco. Could that be right?
Yeah. And about 25% of them are not going to come back.
Well, that's the problem. I think that,
that's a whole nother discussion.
Bruce Dean, the president of, or the chief operating officer of Black Bear Diners, guy that, that formed them and all this and helped them grow like they have, said they believe that a third of the restaurants in California are not coming back. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. You got Pastor Jones coming up, right?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock. We're battening the hatches down here. I'm bringing in extra body armor and all that kind of stuff.
I can't call in later. Can you ask him what kind of local government reform he may be considering? That's a very important question. And then, very interesting with Don there. Some people are living in alternate universes of the one that they would like to be versus the one that actually exists. But that's interesting. I thought it was a very interesting call from Don. Anyways, have a good day.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
I know Don, and I've known Don for years. And Don is a liberal Democrat.
Yes, he is.
He's probably one of the few people, if he knocks on the door at 8 o'clock at night, I'll let him come in, because he's an interesting guy. And there's where we vehemently, not violently, but vehemently disagree on things. But he is still somebody that cares about our community, works hard in our community to help people. So, we have different viewpoints, but I admire him for that.
Well, and it's okay. And that's the part about the United States, the freedom to do that. And they want to censor in a lot of cases. If you don't agree with them, then they want to shut you down entirely. I have friends that I agree to disagree about certain things, but can still have a conversation. The difference now is that there's a lot of people that as soon as you mention Donald Trump or the Trump administration, they completely lose it, and you can't have a discussion with them. They just try to shut you down. And that's the ones I just have to walk away from because you can't get there.
By the way, the winner, am I reading this right, is Chris? Okay. Thanks, Chris, for listening, and I hope that you enjoy your Bear Bucks. I'm going to give away some more. Yeah, some more. During the 8 o'clock hour, we go through this giving away Bear Bucks. It's like a frenzy. We won't give them away for months, and then all of a sudden I say, I found some.
I am anxiously awaiting what the governor is going to say about Shasta County this week. I've been following kind of in the newspaper and little clips that the governor has sent a letter, or his health department or something has sent a letter to the Board of Supervisors indicating that there's going to be, that they're reevaluating in Shasta County. So there's a possibility that maybe we're going to open our restaurants back up. I'm hoping that that's what the reevaluation is going to mean. And just a heads up for everybody that if, in fact, that happens, then we will be having the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center on the first Sunday of the month. Not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday. So keep that in the back of your head.
If you've not had their tri-tip. Oh, no, your breakfast.
Breakfast.
Oh,
yeah, breakfast.
That,
yeah,
that,
biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy is like world class. Hey, we got to run here. But, you know, for the person that says that I only watch Fox, that's not true. We go from Huffington Post. We go from Huffington Post to Fox.
Huffington, Puffington, Fox.
Everything in between, USA Today. In fact, I've used articles from USA Today that we look at. So, no, and in fact, and I will say this, we've got to run real fast, is that I very rarely watch the news, from these channels.
Any channel.
I try to go through every day and go through different groups just to get an idea, you know, what everybody's thinking. And then I share that with you. Anyway, got to run. News.
The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Northward across the western portion of Louisiana. And then we'll move across Arkansas tonight. And then towards the mid-Mississippi Valley on Friday and the mid-Atlantic states on Saturday.
The National Hurricane Center's David Zielinski. Hundreds of thousands without power and one death is blamed on the storm. President Trump delivers his nomination acceptance speech as the Republican National Convention wraps up tonight. Last night, Vice President Pence took the spotlight.
The Vice President said he and President Trump support peaceful protests, but not rioting and looting.
The violence must stop, whether in Minneapolis, Portland, or Kenosha.
Embracing law and order, the Vice President aggressively defended law enforcement.
And we're not going to defund the police, not now, not ever.
He said Americans know we don't have to choose between supporting law enforcement and standing with African American neighbors. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The pandemic shrank the U.S. economy at an annual rate of 31.7% April through June.
The Commerce Department upgraded its earlier estimate of the U.S. gross domestic product last quarter. It found that the devastation from the coronavirus pandemic was slightly less than the 32.9% annualized contraction it had estimated at the end of July. The updated figure was the sharpest quarterly drop on record.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow up 279 points, the S&P 500 index ahead 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled across the globe in search of patterns of evidence to support some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now, with the Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews some of the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. Is there evidence of how and where the host of Israelites could have traveled as recorded in the Bible? Is there evidence of the Egyptian army's demise in the Red Sea? If you've seen the first part of this investigation of the Red Sea Miracle, you won't want to miss the continuation. The results of his pursuits are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code FAMILY for 20% off. That's salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY, F-A-M-I-L-Y, for 20% off.
A typhoon is battering North Korea. The BBC's Laura Bicker monitoring developments from Seoul, South Korea.
North Korea was on high alert as Typhoon Bavi made landfall. Leader Kim Jong-un had issued a warning to try to prevent crop damage and casualties. Throughout the night, state television showed downed trees, debris on roads and flooded streets. Analysts believe it may be the first time broadcasters in the country have taken this step. North Korea is already reeling from one of the worst monsoon seasons on record and the economic effects of blocking its borders to prevent the spread of coronavirus. With nearly 10 million people malnourished and living harvest to harvest, it can ill afford further crop damage.
And while pounding the north, the typhoon only grazed South Korea. No immediate reports of casualties in either country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Justice Department wants information on nursing home deaths during the pandemic in four states.
Four Democratic governors, Andrew Cuomo of New York, Phil Murphy of New Jersey, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, and Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania, were sent letters by the Justice Department Wednesday seeking information about orders that nursing homes must accept recovering COVID-19 patients from hospitals. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division said it is looking into whether investigations should be initiated under the federal Civil Rights of Institutionalized Persons Act that protects rights of people in state-run nursing homes and other facilities. The orders issued at the height of the pandemic were designed to clear hospital bed space for the most serious COVID cases. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump says he's sending federal law enforcement officers and the National Guard to Kenosha to help end the rioting on the streets of the city in Wisconsin. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm just standing here, just looking out and looking out the window and saying, oh, it's time to start. Good morning, everybody. It is the 27th. This is my daughter's birthday, August 27th, and I already said a big happy, nice birthday to her. And this is Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air and over 4,000 guests. Thinking about that, that's the, you know, when we think about that, that's like...
That's a lot of interviews.
Yeah, our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, Thursday, I've got Trish Clark back. She's finished her her cow-cutting events. Now, Sue's at the helm in there. What's the weather look like today? Huh?
Well, it's 71 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 98 and a low of 67. And on Friday, going to heat up just a little bit to remind us it's still summer and still August, a high of 105 and a low of 68. And then on Saturday, cooling back down to a reasonable 99. Saturday night, cooling down to a 66. And on Sunday, 97 and a low of 65. On Monday, 99 degrees. And staying in that area, kind of right around hanging, right around that 100-degree mark, 99, through the middle of next week. Our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah. So I really like those guys, too. And Sue's got
great Anderson business.
It is a great Anderson business, and but they're just great people.
Yes,
too.
They are.
Now Sue's got an update, hopefully, of the Benton. What happened over at Benton Airfield?
I do. Just a quick road update. A traffic hazard this morning at Pioneer Court and Santa Therese Court. This is in Red Bluff this morning. A car fire this morning on 299 at Oak Bottom. Try to avoid the area. It looks like traffic backing up. We do have an aircraft that is down. Now we did have a plane crash reported this morning. This is in West Reading at Benton Air Park. It happened at the airport west of Gold Street. So once again, try to avoid the area. Apparently, there is an over 2-acre fire that was reported in that area. An airplane down, once again, at Placer Street and Air Park Drive.
But we don't know if it crashed or if it's if it just rolled off
it
the field.
It shows it from the reports I'm getting is that it it was a plane crash.
Oh.
So, and right now, authorities have not confirmed the status of the pilot or others on board.
Okay, stay away from Placer and in the Benton Dog Park area. You can avoid that, of course, by going. There's a thousand different ways of getting around that. But avoid that area right now until we get more information. And hopefully the pilot walked away from this one.
Hopefully. And your COVID update? One new case.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, let's just make sure. Well, if it's one new case, let's shut down two more businesses. I say we do it 5-1. In the studios with us is Patrick Jones. He is running for Board of Supervisors, District. I mean, turn him on. Is he on? District 4.
District 4.
There you go. That's some voice projection.
I was being quiet.
You're being quiet there.
Never happened.
Yeah, and it surprised me so much. I look at Sue, and Sue's going, it's on. There have been, why, Well, first of all, because we have a lot of new people all the time, may not know you've been out of politics for a while.
Yeah.
So tell people who Patrick Jones is.
Well, I was raised here in Shasta County, here in Redding, and I grew up at Jones's Fort Gun Shop. I've been working there for over 40 years now, all my life, and with the exception of a couple years at Sac State University, I've been right here working away, and was unhappy with what I saw in the city in the late 90s and early 2000s, and so I decided to run for city council. I ran in 2002 and lost, and ran in 2004 and lost, but started getting the hang of it, and then ran in 2006 and won, and then won my reelection in 2010, and I was mayor in Reading in 2010. So I served on the Reading City Council for 8 years. Good experience, learned a lot about government, good and bad, and then I was out of office in late 2014, and so I was able to take a little break, and got married, have a beautiful wife, Lori. And that's really been a great thing for me is, you know, I've never been married before, and so this was the first time where I really had a great partner, and that's changed my life. And I decided, you know.
Has it made you kinder and gentler?
I don't know about that.
I think you're a good pair, though, because yeah. I think you strengthen each other.
I've met Lori, and I like Lori. She's a wonderful woman.
Wow, she's my best friend, and we do just an awful lot together, and she understands me, and I understand her, and so couldn't have found a better person. And it was tough for me to get married because when you go 50 years without getting married, it's a little, you know, you're a little gun shy there.
And tougher for her.
But I was very, very happy that I did.
But when you get to that time in your life and that changing is a lot harder and yet there's things you do change because you want to, maybe not a lot, but there are things, that most of us have changed.
She gets me on the horse every chance we get, and so far I have not fallen off, which is a good start.
We haven't been riding enough then.
Well, it's like coming.
It's like a motorcycle. You're going to go down.
Well, luckily my horse is 34 years old mahogany, and so he's so slow, if I do fall off, I think I'm going to be all right.
Okay. You know, people don't realize how old horses can go to because they're well taken care of and they can still move. Not as fast as we used to.
His speed is wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, Patrick. And so why did you decide to run for supervisor? Because, you know, it's like you said, you know, you've gone through the city, the turmoil of the city, the hatred, the accolades, all this.
Death threats.
The death threats.
And having done both of those, city to county, you're really literally kind of jumping out of the skillet and into the fire.
Yeah, no, I mean.
It's a lot worse, less control at the county, I'm telling you.
No, it's.
The arm of the state thing is really interesting.
I believe I'm running because of the same reason that I ran for council back in the early 2000s was that I wasn't happy with what I saw. I'm not happy with the representation that I see on the board. I'm not happy with things that have happened in this county in the past, and I believe I can be a part of the change that's needed to get this county back on track.
Okay, I'm going to go to early break, so give us more time to talk about the changes you would like to see. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. This is a great bank. They jumped into this Paycheck Protection Program while other banks were turning people away. They were helping their people, and then they started helping people that weren't even customers because they had one idea in mind, keep as many businesses open as we possibly could. In Reading, and they helped keep thousands of jobs going. They kept hundreds of businesses, and millions of dollars flowed through them to help people like this. Locally owned, locally operated. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in one of their branches at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 1845 California Street, right downtown here. Cornerstone Community Bank, through all of this, is still moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with Patrick Jones.
Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Your name at the top of his list and a statue of liberty started shaking her fist.
1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 8:17 in the morning here and approximately, 70 degrees going up to 97 today, 98. So hopefully we won't break the 100 mark today. 8:17 in the morning here on the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They do everything by appointment. Give them a call at 244-9478. They sanitize between each customer. I'm getting my hair cut today or tomorrow. This is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and also Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold, but there's no magazines out there, Car and Driver and all that, to read, to catch up, because there's just one person in there at a time, customers. We're here, Trish Clark and I are here with Patrick Jones, and when I left, I said, okay, Patrick, what are some of the things you want to accomplish if you win?
Well, there's many things, but first, I think that kind of the big picture is that we want government to be more responsive to the needs of the people in general. We want a county government that we can work with, that when you get done with a project, you felt like that they worked with you, they accomplished something, and you're not now ready to move on to the next project. And for everybody that has tried to do a project through the county, through the planning department, that is not the feeling that you're going to come away with at the end of the process if you can make it through. You're upset, you're angry, you're broke, and the excessive regulation and the excessive fees are driving people away. In a time where the state is doing their darndest to have massive regulations, the county must bend over backwards to keep as many residents here as possible. We can't help what the state is doing, but the county certainly can. And the resource management is a good place to start.
Okay, so how would you do that?
Well, first, it's a culture change that needs to occur. You know, I've been working on a project for 10 years, and every time that I go down, I haven't been able to go down for a while because they're not open, but every time I go down, they ask me for more things that are unnecessary, extra regulation that's constantly bogging things down, and it kills a lot of projects. And I have had, you know, since I started this campaign, I've probably had 100 people come to me and talk to me about their projects and the problems they had with the county, and they are upset. And they are mad, and some of them are so mad, they have now left our county, never to return. And we have to fix that. And we need a county that is going to say, hey, how can we help you? How can we help you be successful? Because when we have successful people and successful businesses, that makes a successful county. And right now, we're struggling in that department because of extra regulation, too much control. If you take a look at many other states, they don't have a resource management their planning department. They don't. And their buildings and structures aren't falling down. Now, I'm not advocating for abolishing the entire department, but what I am saying is you've got to start working with people and you got to start helping them be successful. You cannot be the roadblock. You got to be the red carpet, and lately I haven't seen any red carpet.
The one of the questions that came in here was about the Open Shasta.
Yes.
People are upset about what's happening in Shasta County. The fact is the not necessarily, though, I didn't agree with the shutting down the Board of Supervisors. I thought, why can't you just put a microphone in the back, which is what they did eventually. But, you know, people feeling like they can't talk to their Board of Supervisors, that they're not listening to them.
Well, there's a lot of anger. You know, every Tuesday morning I'm down at the board, and we have to stand out front in 100-degree weather. We can't hear a thing because of the construction going across the street with the new courthouse. They have a speaker there. You cannot hear because of the noise. It's hot, and so it's making people angry that they're not allowed to go in to our building. That is built by taxpayers' dollars, and that's our building. And in essence, through this whole process, the public is not being allowed to express their views in the way that they want. They have to stand in line one after another and go in and speak one at a time. That is not going to apply the type of pressure to the board in a way that they understand it when you have a full crowd.
And, and the problem, Patrick, that the frustration with people is that they go on a regular basis to all of the big chain stores in Reading, whether it be Costco or Walmart, right, or any of these places. There are hundreds of people with masks all over these stores, and yet we're not able to go into a government building under the same circumstances.
Correct.
Why can't they be masked and everybody inside?
Well,
social distancing.
It
we
appears.
Could do that.
It appears very, very clearly that they are hiding from the public. The entire board does not want to hear from the public, is why they're doing what they're doing.
Certainly, is a perception and a valid one that
right.
that you people accept common sense. You can make it across the board, but they get very resentful at the hypocrisy of somebody's safety. Their safety is more important than our safety.
Well, and what it's done, and the board may or may not realize this, but there are now hundreds of people that are coming to the steps, and it has now got them fired up. A lot of women with children, and it's affecting them and their quality of life by being able to not have their businesses completely open. You know, for a lot of restaurants to do outside dining in 100-degree weather, it's not going to work.
With fires.
And fires and smoke, it's not going to work. Their numbers are going to go way down, and they're not going to make it. And this county board seems to be more concerned with what our governor wants than what the citizens want.
Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yep, you're covering exactly one of my questions was the Board of Supervisors in the recent pattern. We just experienced our fifth lockout. I commend Patrick and his wife, Lori. I see them all the time. I wish we'd have some of the people in the chat room show up. They seem to just kind of click around and say things without being at many of these events, functions, and whatnot. My question is, how can we then have maybe a town hall to address these, the public health experts of Karen Ramstrom and Donnell, because these policies are coming straight from the CDC, corrupt fraud CDC. Governor Newsom is, in sedition, felon, and they're listening to him, and they think there's going to be this 18-point-whatever million. That's about $100 per person in this county. I would like to see us follow the Atwater resolution done by their mayor. I printed it. It makes perfect sense. I do feel we're being blocked when we have 1 p.m. meeting 10 years ago. There's a huge turnout. And, Patrick, you're right. They don't want to hear us. The stories are getting sadder, more intense. When one woman had her father have a heart attack the night before, she couldn't be with him. Another had a grandbaby being born, couldn't be there. And the school kids, they're going to be passing out. I'll just leave it at that, that there's so much intensity on the impact. It is not about one store that has a discriminatory policy that had to be exposed, and then, some of us just move on, because there's a lot of things to address right now. So I'll listen off air on town hall. Is that even possible? And who would show up, and how does that get arranged in a COVID situation?
Okay, Lori.
Virtual? I don't know.
Okay, Lori, thanks.
Well, and thank you for those kind words. But they're true in that, right now, in fact, the Board of Supervisors, they're not even going to have a meeting for the public for the next 2 weeks. So not until mid-September do we even get a chance to come forward and ask them any other questions.
And I have a question for you then. If you were elected, would you fight to go back to meeting every Tuesday to do the people's business?
I would fight to move the meetings, and I will bring this up and make a resolution to do so and put them on the spot, to move the meetings to Wednesday evening so that everyone can attend.
And not conflict with the city council.
And that way you can go to your city meetings, and then you can go to your county meeting. By putting it on a Tuesday morning is just a nice way to tell people you're not going to be able to come because you got to work most of the time.
Well, but even when I was on the Board of Supervisors, we met every Tuesday. We had two weeks during July when we took a recess to allow county staff the opportunity, department heads that needed to be there for the Board of Supervisors meetings on a regular basis, to take their vacations. But other than that, the Board of Supervisors met unless it was a holiday. During the time that I was on the board, there was a constant, let's cancel the Friday, Tuesday of the month, let's cancel this, cancel this. I looked at the calendar for the Board of Supervisors now. Out of 52 weeks, I think they meet 20-some times. That's absolutely wrong. From a point of, as you talked earlier, about moving the county's business forward, trying to get something on the agenda from the planning department in a timely manner to meet with the needs of a developer,
sure,
is a real task for them, because they've got to get it to them how many days in advance of an agenda. And when you go for 2 or 3 weeks without having the meeting, that means that if you've got a development going, your process stops dead.
Oh, I agree. And those are just a few of the things that need to change. But the public is definitely seeing right now where the board is not opening. They certainly have the power to open. They do not have to listen to a guideline from the governor. Clearly, the numbers here do not warrant shutting the county down. The damage, a lot of it has already been done. There's no going back for some. But they could clearly start now by opening the county back up, getting people moving forward, getting these businesses back up, and then start slowly changing the culture and working double time, which is what I believe needs to be done. And it's a culture change. Unfortunately, when you're an entrenched bureaucrat, it's difficult to get that type of mentality to change. And the amount of control that we see in California, to me, is completely burdensome, and it's driving our people away. We're seeing good people leaving our county constantly. And if this continues, we're not going to have a quality county any longer.
Well, we have one of our chat room has said, and who has been in our chat room for a period of time, not only leaving the county, but the state.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone. Susan, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
Good morning. Yes, I have a comment. Why aren't the Board of Supervisors coming outside? Have their meetings outside. That's where we are. They represent us. Come outside.
It's a good question. I like it. So when I get elected in November, and then when I'm seated in December, we will either have people come inside or I will go outside. If we're going to have a public meeting, we're going to have a public meeting. I will not hide inside and make the public sit outside.
And before we take our break, two thoughts. One, it takes three. And two, an update. When I say it takes three votes to do that. The second one is a update from one of our guests in the chat room, and we have not confirmed it, but it appears that two people died in that plane crash, and they don't know about the other two. So our thoughts and prayers going out for those people. We're here with Patrick Jones. We come back. Let's talk about economic growth and fiscal conservatism.
Let's talk about money.
Let's talk about money when we get back. Hey, this portion, speaking of money, Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. If you don't know Clyde Pierce, you need to. Over 47 years in the business, if you don't do anything else but just go down there and walk in and talk to him, you're going to learn so much about everything there. But he specializes in home electronics, and he's been over 32 years in the satellite business and your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. I think Bose is in there, too. You can buy a TV set, get it set up the next day. His guys are in there showing you how to use all the remotes. And if you said, you know what, this is great, but I need surround sound, yeah, you can get surround sound, too. Clyde's Enterprises at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give them a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back with Patrick Jones. It's Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 27th of August. A big shout out to my daughter, and Linda's stepdaughter down in New Mexico. It's her birthday today, and I just love her to pieces. I'm so proud of her. And it's 8:35 in the morning, and we are here. Trish Clark and I are here with Patrick Jones, who is running for District 4 Supervisor. And before we get to that, the air crash happened at Benton Park, happened at about 6:45 this morning. It did spark a vegetation fire. However, Redding Fire has contained it to just a few acres. Unfortunately, it says here that there were four people on the plane. Two people were taken to the hospital. Their conditions are not known, and it's believed the other two people did not survive. Placer Street is closed between Airport Drive and Pleasant Street. And the fire department, Reading Police, and CHP are all on the scene. That's the CHP headquarters is right there, right across the street from it, so I imagine they're going to be there. Okay, just an update for that. Okay, when we left Patrick before the last break, the question was economic growth and fiscal conservatism. The police station. We needed a police station here in town.
Yes, I was on that committee.
You were on that committee. There was a chance from right across from the city hall was that two-story building.
Yes.
That was for sale at
correct.
That point. For you said 2.6 mil?
Yeah, it was, in the Great Recession, that thing cost 10.5 to build. It wasn't completely finished yet, but it became on the blocks, went for sale for 2.6. I did, if you were at that council meeting, I did recommend that we buy it for the police department.
Mm-hmm.
City manager overrode that and said we should buy it for the electric utility because they're going to steal money out of the electric utility account. The problem was we don't need room or space for the electric utility. We needed it for the police department. And the current chief at the time said he did not like the building and it wouldn't work because it was too many windows. And so I tried to override that because I think that's hogwash. And so the reality was they were going to steal electric utility money. They didn't have the votes to do it. And so that building was a great missed opportunity. We should have bought it for the police at $2.5 million using general fund monies, not the electric utility. They're constantly using the electric utility as a cash cow, as they are doing today. They just stole $12 million out of the utility to pay for their pension debt. This has got to stop at the city. It's pure corruption.
Not running for city.
But I'm not running for city, but they've got their own hands full.
Yeah, this was your
now let's fast forward to the Sheridan. I did not support that because they didn't put that out to a bid. I believe that property down there should have stayed for recreational purposes, not for gain for Turtle Bay. We've got over $100 million invested down there, and so when you have a hotel that would go there, it puts the other hotels at a distinct disadvantage. They can't compete in the same manner. and it was publicly subsidized. And so I did not like the low value that the city put on it. They sold it directly to Turtle Bay instead of a competitive bid system that would be fair and out to everyone. And, you know, in government, that's a big thing to me. You got to be fair. If you're going to, we should help people, but we have to be fair to all. So I did not support that.
Okay. Let's go to something that's happening today.
Yes.
Let's talk about Costco.
Costco, yes.
It looks like Costco has got the it looks like they've got a green flag right now.
There's two places in the city of Reading that Costco has an interest in. They need to get to a larger area to do their super center. There's only two places along I-5 that they can do that in the city limits. That's Oasis Road and the South Bonneview area, the Rother property. Both will work for them. When I was on council, we worked hard to try to get them at the Oasis Road area. City staff constantly and consistently harassed, embarrassed, and overregulated the developer there to the point where Costco couldn't go there. It is the better location. However, it will work at the Rother property. I think the big issue there is what's going to happen to traffic at that South Bonneview location. And if you've seen the traffic analysis and how they're going to try to solve the traffic there, it creates a lot of questions, and I think people are right to question the traffic in that area. The area is physically big enough for Costco, and Costco does and does need to expand, and I've tried working with them for many, many years to do that. The question there at South Bonneview is, will traffic work? And I'm not sure it will.
Okay, but which leads us to the next question.
Next question.
Is the proposed casino.
Yes.
And you are supporting that.
I am. You know, the Reading.
But they are in that same area, though, right?
They are in the same area.
Same traffic area.
Same traffic area, but a different type of traffic. And they proposed to do that many, many years before Costco ever had. And they proposed their project well before any of the other projects were being done on the other side of I-5. So they've been at that project for a long time. They bought the land. I think they have the right to move forward and develop that property. I think they won't create the same type of traffic that Costco will. And so I do support that project. You know, and I support Costco. It's just the traffic has got to work, and you have to show me a model that is not manipulated. You know, too many times when you pay a traffic company to do a model, they're going to bend over backwards to show you that it works. So we have some concerns there, obviously. But, you know, Wind River and the Reading Rancheria has been good to this community. They've given a lot of money back. I sat on that committee for many years. You know, and the city and the county never had any problems with them in those years. They gave millions to, you know, Shasta County, the city of Reading, to special districts. And only now as they are getting ready to relocate or possibly relocate, has this come up. And there's been many people that could have stopped forward progress on purchasing land down there but chose not to. But the Indians chose to buy there, and I think when you buy your land, you have a right to develop it. They are a sovereign nation, and if they get that put into a trust, I will back them.
Would you have signed that letter? And I understand about making things easier to get permits and all that.
Right.
But other ideas that you have that's going to... you know,
kind of like, government reforms that you'd like to see.
Yeah, that will make things easier for people to want to bring in businesses here in the county. This is Carl Bont with Trish Clark, and we're talking to Patrick Jones, who is a candidate for District 4 Supervisor. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Got your head on the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:49 in the morning, and I have $15 worth of beer buck tickets to give
away.
It's 20. Yep, found another one. $20 worth of beer buck tickets for Black Bear Diner. If you give us a call, 605-4567, you will win. You will receive $20 worth of Bear Buck. Black Bear Diner Bucks. You got to use them by December 31st. 8:49 in the morning, as I said. Trish Clark and I are here with Patrick Jones. And when I left, I said, so what are your plans, if you get elected, that you want to see happen in the next 6 months to a year?
Well, I don't know the time frame, but there's a lot of things that I want to have happen, and it just really depends on what kind of help I'm going to get and how serious people are about fixing tough problems. For example, our pension debt within the county, with miscellaneous and public safety, the county is underfunded on pensions of slightly over $200 million. Now, the county doesn't have $200 million, so they have an amortization period over the next 20 years, ramping up from $13 to $17 million all the way up to $20 million. When that gets paid in 20 years, that's $534 million that was not able to be spent on things for the public. That goes to pensions. That's really unacceptable, and we have to fix that. How much could the county do with an extra $20 million a year? We could do a lot. We could build that new jail if we needed one. We could certainly staff it. We could pave roads. We could double our fire department, which I think is a huge thing right now. We need to reduce fuels. So the pension tsunami is here, and it needs to be dealt with The taxpayers should not be on the hook every time these guys get into trouble because of greed. We have to fix that, and we can. We just got to put our heads together. With the county, overall, a culture change will need to occur by reducing fees. And, you know, when I was on council, we reduced fees by one-third. And we saw hundreds of permits come in, and it put a lot of people to work and millions of dollars into the coffers at City Hall. And that's exactly what we need to do with the county. We need to build this county. We need to reduce the regulation, reduce the fees, cut fees in half, and watch the growth. Watch people be successful. And when you have successful people, more money comes into the county, and we can start fixing these problems. And we need people to be happy about their county. We need people to thrive here, to do extremely well, maybe even become wealthy. But you can't do it when you have a county holding you back. And it's a culture change that needs to occur at every level. We need to help people, and we need to help them now. We have to work double time on doing that because of what the state is doing. We can't control what the state is doing, but we can certainly control what the county is doing. I will need help to do that, so it may take me a little time.
And I will tell you that the bureaucracy at the county level is as important or more important than the fee structure.
Correct.
The fee structure is not as big an issue because they're not as high as they are in the city of Reading. But the bureaucracy is entrenched, and the culture change is going to be hard come.
That's correct, and that's the challenge for me, and I think that'll have a big impact if we can change that. I think it'll change this county for the better. You know, there's a lot of things at risk. Just for example, if we can get our budget under control and start being able to have the kind of money to fix problems for, like, the fire department, for example, doubling the personnel for the Shasta County Fire, reducing fire issues is going to be a big thing for this county in the years to come, because every year right now, most people don't want to be here in an outlying area within the county. It is dangerous, and you know, we've seen what happens when these fires come through. Too many fuels, too much fuels. They have to be reduced. And if no one else is going to do it, then we have to do it. But we've got to get our finances under control to be able to accomplish these things.
The amount of money that comes into Shasta County, and you're going to have to tell me, Trish, and maybe you know, Patrick, it's only like 12%, 15%, or is it more than that the county really controls?
I think it's about 25% discretionary. Others are dedicated to certain areas, but, you know, when you take a look...
I don't think it's that high, Patrick.
Well,
Unless things have changed dramatically, because it was like 10, 12% the way they actually had control of.
Well, I guess we could argue about the percentage, but the fact of the matter is that just with pensions alone, that's $20 million a year that you don't have to spend. We could do a lot with that. That's just one area, and there's probably many more.
Let's go to the phone. Cheryl.
Hi. I just want to point out that it's important, even though it's a nonpartisan position, to vote Republican. And Patrick is a good capitalist Republican. I have a question for you. I'm concerned about the windmills that are showing up everywhere. How much of that is county decision and federal government decision? Is there anything that the citizen can do to halt some of the windmill projects that are going on out in Round Mountain area?
Yeah, that's a good question. Thanks, Cheryl. So, yeah, so first, there is a group in that area, and they're working hard, and I've met with that group several times, and they're very concerned. I think this is about a 38,000-acre project, they are very concerned up there about what's going to happen to nearby property values. They're concerned with the high transmission power lines that are going to come from this. I'm concerned that this project isn't a green project, and none of the power serves Northern California. So all this power will go elsewhere, but yet we get to be left with these things, these Goliaths standing up there that are as tall as Shasta Dam. These are going to be taller than the ones that are currently on Hatchet. And so,
I hear the noise is incredible. I have family that went out there to where the windmills are, and you're thinking you're going to hear a whir or wind whir, but you're really hearing a lot of clank, clank, clank noise. You know, it's very, very unpleasant.
The EIR is out now. It is being circulated, so people are reading that, and they'll be commenting on the environmental impact report. But in general, with regards to wind power, because they're subsidized and the taxpayer's on the hook, they do not pencil out. And so, in general, I'm opposed to that type of power.
And does the county have that much to say about it?
They will, yes. They will be able to approve the project or deny it, yes.
Well, good. All right. Good luck, Patrick.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You know, the we've got like 3 minutes left. If the amount of things that impact on this county, you know, to build, we're still facing the problem with the jails.
Yes.
And with this new county courthouse being built, are you supporting converting some of the old courthouse in the jail space?
I'm not sure yet. You know, when I served on City of Reading City Council, you know, we were able to help facilitate to get the courthouse to stay in downtown. If it was left up to the county board of supervisors, it would have left the city of Reading, and it would have been disastrous for downtown. They did a poor job. We had to come in and rescue them and buy up all that land. It was the county that was supposed to do that. So at least we have that downtown. The problem is there's no more courtrooms in the new courthouse than the old courthouse. And you would think because it's a $165 million project that we would be able to have more courtrooms. And so I'm not certain yet that we need to dismantle the current courthouse. I was hoping that we'd have more ability to run more people through and properly, you know, arrest, try, convict if a conviction is there, and incarcerate. I think that's important. I think this booking and releasing is not acceptable. I think we need to get tough on crime. And before, you know, the Chinese virus, crime was the number one issue back in January and February. And it's kind of off people's minds right now. Because
but it is coming back. The statistics are starting to rise.
But it'll come
again.
Back. And so it will be a top issue. And I would consider, as long as we can afford it, and there are ways we can to build that new jail, properly incarcerate those people that need to be incarcerated. We need to be tough on crime. We are not tough on crime today. We need to let people know that if you do criminal act, there will be consequences in Shasta County, and immediate. And what it'll do is it will help reduce crime, and it'll push crime and criminal activities to other areas. You know, and that's really what I believe we need. You know, there were consequences in the past. But simply booking and releasing a person isn't going to cut it.
Well, and that's what we've gotten into now. You know, one of the byproducts of the COVID was we emptied out our jails
right.
because people weren't getting arrested. But now we have over 100 people in our jail right now waiting to go to the state prisons right. that we have to hold because state prisons aren't taking them. You know, Patrick, you've been a part of the political structure, gosh, as long as I've been here. And I've been here for 13 years. So, and if you weren't in the political structure, you were preparing to do, you know, to come back in a different area.
Yeah, it's almost been 20 years, and I've had a great time. In fact, this campaign, I've really enjoyed it. I appreciate you guys having me on today. And
well,
and,
you know what? I have one more question
sure.
here. And we're going to go over a minute. $120,000, $100,000 from Reversion Selma, and
yeah.
$20,000 from the Wind River. The $100,000 really got people all excited. It is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. But, you know, all of three of us sitting here in this room knew Reverge Anselmo, and we knew what happened to him. We knew how he was railroaded right out of this county. That is unacceptable, and I vow to stop that type of corruption. And so when he offered that kind of money, I accepted it. There's nothing I can do for him.